Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Busy night of sports ahead of us, and I know what you're all thinking. You cannot wait for Heat Bowls tonight for the title of Kings of Playinville.
Exactly what we're
That's what you're looking forward to, Jennifer.
Yes.
I know it. All hail the Lords of Playinville. The Hawks are trying to get out of Playinville. They traded Trey. They said he has served his time in Playinville enough. That's where they're at with that. So,
You think it's weird that Trey wanted to go to Washington rather than Miami?
Mm-mm. No, I don't think it's weird at all because I think he wants to go somewhere. First of all, I didn't know Vlad, but apparently the guy who drafted him is in their front office now. So there's a tie there. And they got some nice young pieces.
Yeah, Sar's a good player.
No one's going to bitch about him getting the ball all the time yet. And he could try and roll that into an extension. So now I wasn't that surprised. The Miami thing, I don't think Miami was doing that unless they were going to get something along with it. You know, that was what would have made sense for me. So I didn't think it was that surprising. And we'll see where the Heat are headed with their situation because, you know, they got, you know, one of those things that's looming as well, especially because, you know, Tyler seemed quite frosty after the game about coming off the bench. He did not seem to love that.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You didn't hear him? I'll play it for you. This was after the game, after they lost.
Third game since you've played off the bench since you won the Sixth Man Award. Obviously, it's a little different. What was that adjustment like?
It's cool. It's not really an adjustment, just playing basketball.
And is that something that if coach wants to keep things copacetic the way they are, you'll just move forward through? If he wants to keep things the way they were before you came back, or is it something you're pushing for?
Ask him.
Didn't even let the reporter finish speaking.
Well, I think he was tired of Ira.
Exactly.
You answer Ira's questions, Tyler. It's a fair question. All right, if Ira's going to be up there freezing his ass off in Minnesota after you guys just screwed the pooch, don't get mad at him. He's just asking a reasonable question. Ask him. All right, dude. Chill.
Sounds like a guy that wants to be gone.
And perhaps. I also found it convenient that the Heat then, look, I'm not saying you guys are, lining these things up, but it was very convenient that all of a sudden they put the buddy-buddy interview with Tyler and Bam out. I was like, oh, okay. I see that. Get the little vibes air freshener after that one. I see what you're doing. It was some interview they did before the season, and they're like, yeah, Spo is happier than ever. I've never seen Spo this happy. I was like, and so I commented. I said, what was his mood last night when he told you guys had no fight? And then when he was asked about Tyler, he goes, it's a decision. I'm not telling you about it. I'm like, oh, he seemed to. It all seems like it's on the up and up. I don't expect him to be in a good mood. They lost. They got their asses kicked. They'll take these next two, though. They're good against bad teams. That's what they do. Thunder, though, Thunder are licking their chops. They're like, whew, slump busterville coming on Sunday.
Yeah, they will. I mean, they had their slump buster yesterday. There were some good games.
Who'd they beat yesterday?
The Jazz in overtime. They had to come back and win.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I saw Quickly had a game winner last night.
Quickly had a game winner. Pablo Banchero had a game winner for Orlando.
Oh, that's right. He banked it in, right?
Yeah. And
you had the Spurs beat the Lakers. I watched a little bit of that
Nuggets
game.
Nuggets beat the Celtics without Jokic.
That's impressive.
That was impressive.
Because the Celtics have been playing good.
Knicks beat the Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
Kawhi played well, and then, you know, he faded. Then a friend of mine who's a Kawhi fan started talking about Kawhi, and I'm like, all right, if I give you $1,000 right now, and I told you you can make a bet, what are you betting on? Kawhi not getting injured or Kawhi leading the Clippers to the playoffs?
Right.
He said he's leaning towards Kawhi taking the Clippers to the playoffs. I told him he's a numbnut.
I don't think so. Too much damage already on the season.
Absolutely.
If they were in the East, maybe.
Right. Like you in the West, You can win 7 in a row. It's not going to get you out of, like, 13th place.
Josiah says, if I'm Tyler, I'd be upset too. You're telling me you don't want to extend me because I'm hurt, yet you pay a max player who can't score over 10 points. Listen, maybe he is. I'm sure. I don't know. I don't think he'd be. I'm sure there's a little bit. I said this yesterday on Bam. Bam is like the Heat teacher's pet. Like, I think that's what it is. You know, like, oh, Bam did everything right. Bam plays the best defense. I think everybody gets sick and tired of hearing about Bam. Not in a bad way. It's just because everybody in that organization respects him so much and they love him so much that, like, your friend, like, oh, we get it, you know? I don't know if, like, you ever have somebody like that? You're like, oh, we get it. This guy's the greatest. You say it all the time. I don't need to, you know, so if I'm a Heat, I'm sure Jimmy got it. Oh, he goes, Bam did the media. Bam did this. Bam had the covers. So I think Tyler's probably like, Bam, this. Oh, well, how about hit a jumper? And then Bam's like, how about you stay in front of somebody? And then all of a sudden their little bromance interview turns into a cat fight.
Well, literally, they're Wildcats.
That's right. Wildcat fight. And then Calipari has to come in and mediate.
No, Ross could come down. He's a former Wildcat. I think that's the reason why he likes some of these players, because they're from his alma mater.
Probably. He actually made that joke one time after the Justice Winslow thing. Because they hit.
They went for a Duke player, right?
Yeah. He's like, oh, these guys over there, they're like, all the Arisons, they love Duke guys. And then they went back to back Wildcats. What's going on, man? What do you want to say?
Hey, because I called it, actually talking about the Dolphins.
Go ahead.
Kind of missed Tobin taking away points from you.
I know. Sorry, buddy. He's not here today.
I know. On the Heat, real quick. It's weird that after LeBron left and those guys said they don't want to spend any more money on big name players. It's supposed to be doing an amazing job, but you know he's not spending money on big name players right now for years. And I want to switch you to the perfect guy for the coach, which would draw a good a GM and he'll make the team win. Why isn't anybody talking about Gruden? He's got a long history with the Dolphins. He loves Shule. He loves the old. He did a hell of a lot of things on the news about how the Dolphins went back with the winning days in the 72s. What's wrong with Gruden? That would draw a hell of a GM in a winning.
Here's what I think on Gruden. One, he hasn't won in a very long time. He didn't win with the Raiders. And the other thing is he's got a lawsuit against the NFL. You know, like, and that's still going on. And that seems like it's going to go to trial. And he might win. So I don't know where he stands in all that, man. Like, I don't love that he hasn't been an effective coach in a very long time, and then you have on top of it the legal baggage. I just don't think they're going to touch that. I would be surprised.
And I don't know if you want to give him control. Look at the control he had with the Raiders.
Well, he brought in the TV fella, right?
He brought in Mayock. And they let him go.
What are you going to do this time, bring in Mel Kiper?
I'm saying. No, he's going to bring one of the Barstool guys.
This is Big Cat. He's my co-host. You guys will. He's going to be my GM here. We got Portnoy. He's going to be my offensive coordinator.
Oh my god, Portnoy as your OC is crazy.
He's going to be sitting there. He's going to be doing pizza reviews while he calls plays. No, I'm telling you. I've heard the Gruden thing. Even before Mike McDaniel got fired, people were talking about Gruden. Look, guys. Gruden is really good at media. At one point, he was the highest paid guy at ESPN. He's done a great job. Whoever's around Gruden has done a great job, whether it be the people at Barstool or if he's got the right guy, they've done a great job of, you know, 2026-ing his type of media style, just loving football and putting that out there and just being excited about everything. And he has been, like, in on the Dolphins. Like, he's been talking about, you know, them very positively. I get why Dolphin fans would be into John Gruden. I just don't know if he's an effective coach anymore. I just don't. He didn't do anything with Oakland / Vegas.
He's not. People just love the fact of Chucky, and they think, oh, the intense look. We're going to be tough. He's not that good of a coach anymore, guys. I don't know what your fascination with Gruden is.
Our boy Ara chimes in, and he said, what about Shula's grandson with the Rams? Well, here's the thing. They interviewed that dude from the Rams. I think he got a Zoom interview, and I don't think he passed through. So I don't know if that was a package deal. Here's the thing I'm worried about bringing in Chris Shula. Truly, this is what I'd be worried about. What if he stinks? And then we have a Shula who stinks? I don't like that. You know? It's tough. Like, I almost feel like he could go anywhere else, and I'd be like, all right, that's cool. I'd like that. You know what I mean? It's like when the former Canes from the next generation come to the U and they're not very good. And you're like, ah, that kind of sucks. You know? That's awesome when they're great. You know? But I'm a little worried about that. Like, what if Chris Shula comes here and he can't do anything? That would bum me out a little bit.
Yeah.
It would bum me out a little bit.
That would be sad.
So, we'll see. I think the thing that's interesting is it feels like we're going to have an answer tomorrow basically on is the Harbaugh thing going to happen or not? Because if they're really deciding tomorrow, and maybe or in the weekend, if they really decide.
I love how Boss for Us is moving, baby.
He's getting to it.
He's getting to it, but he's stealth doing it. You know right. what I mean? Because look, what are we going to be doing tomorrow?
Hopefully celebrating a Canes win.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So celebrating a Canes win, talking about how great Reuben Bain and Messidor played, how great, little baby Jesus, you know, look, Malachi Tony, all of that. And then we'll get, Adam Schefter just broke news. Dolphins signed so-and-so as the new general manager.
You think they want to take that attention away?
You're going to let it be known, but everybody's going to be just in, elation from the Canes victory, hopefully. So, people going to be like, oh, all right, good. Dolphins got a GM. Back to the Canes.
By the way, some Cats news today. Steve Goldstein, appreciate Goldie joining us yesterday. No Marchand tonight for the Cats. They have 8 regulars out tonight. Oh, boy. Marshy's out. Yeah, Marshy's been banged up. Hopefully they'll get anything else. Anything on Kachuk today? It doesn't look like it.
Haven't heard anything about
it. Haven't seen anything on Kachuk. By the way, the Marlins yesterday, they did make that trade for Edward Cabrera. That became official. I was a little nervous because it sat like they were saying that trade was official or that the trade was going to happen. And then all of a sudden, just like no official word, right? And I was like, what the hell happened? By the way, you know what happened exactly today at 10:30? You want to talk about stumping on attention, Vlad?
Ooh.
Peter Bendix was supposed to speak at the media at 10:30.
Did they cancel?
I don't know. I'd be in to check out the Zoom call with Peter Bendix. And I'm like, well, I'm on the air, so I can't do that. But I'm like, oh, man, poor Peter Bendix. It's just going to be like him alone talking about how they got this, how they got Owen Casey from the Cubs. It seems like the Marlins did really well on this trade. I don't trust Edward Cabrera. He's very talented, but he gets hurt all the time, and he was really wild throughout his career. I thought that was one of those where I was like, I'm kind of into this move, and they got this slugging Canadian who, typical prospect, like strikes out a ton, but has a lot of power, and we'll see if he works out. The only guy I saw everybody saying a lot of the baseball nerds, like the Marlins fleeced him between getting this guy and Christian Hernandez and Edgardo De Leon. They said those prospects are really good. They did a good job for getting a guy who's had one good year with a lot of injury past. They said the Marlins did a good job, except for that Keith Law. He always hates the Marlins deals. That dude's an A1 fish hater. Anytime the Marlins make a prospect trade, Keith Law's like, it's actually not a good trade. I'm like, all right, thanks, Keith Law. Appreciate it, dude. If I need somebody to rain down on my parade.
Oh, wait. Trevor's a Canes. I mean, he's a Cubs fan. So he says Owen Cassie stinks.
Owen Casey stinks?
Oh, yeah.
Shocking. He thinks that. Well, let me tell you something, Trevor. Cross your fingers, Edward Cabrera gets through the season, dude. Because it's a coin flip. If he is healthy, though, he's really good. He looks like he was built in a lab. He's ginormous. He throws everything extremely hard. But You have no idea whether or not he's going to be able to get through a season.
So that means Sandy's the number one.
Yuri.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Yuri.
But maybe. I hope Sandy gets back to being a number one. That'd be great. And then they got these guys, Snelling and White, who are going to come up from the minors that I think really highly of. So I thought they got to get more power. And they said all the things that the Cubs fans are saying on Casey is exactly what Baltimore was saying about Stowers. And look at Stowers. Stowers had a big deal. Now, it could spell bad that Stowers could be on the outskis. All right, that's enough Marlins talk for a day like today.
Thank goodness.
I think you've hit it. I think you know what?
I'm sorry, Jennifer.
No, I'm going to give you props, Tobin. Round of applause.
Why, he stopped himself?
No, he talked. He talked Marlins. He talked Heat.
Good for him.
And he talked Cats. So he got every local team that had made some type of news.
He could have stopped with it.
And I listened to the Canes last night. I was listening to Hollywood call the Canes hoops team. Shout out to the Canes, by the way. Canes are rolling right now. Jay Lucas has these boys humming. They've only lost to two top 10 teams, J-Fig. What, they won like eight in a row? They're killing it this year.
You had a really eventful Wednesday.
Oh, you know what? It was great because I actually, you ever listened to, I haven't listened to, as a radio host, I haven't listened to a win on the radio in a long time. And that's how I was consuming the game yesterday, because I was picking up my daughter from youth group and I was like, I'll flip it on, listen to the Canes. It was an exciting game, and great job by Hollywood come the call. They had him, you know, covering, where the hell is that, Winston-Salem?
Winston-Salem.
Yeah, so happy that man,
he's flown back, he'll be up in another 2 hours.
Dade South says Tobin got that hat because he signed up for the Miami Herald. Stop ripping on the hat, dude. It's a good Canes hat.
Signed up for the Miami Herald.
Oh, Dadesoff,
this is
funny.
A very polarizing hat. People either love it or they hate this hat.
They either really love it or really hate it.
YouTuber. All right, we'll take a break, get you caught up with your headlines, get into Canes, Finns. I do want to mention this Giannis, this phony. Sick of him, too.
Clip that.
What?
He's sick of him, and then if there's any rumors that Giannis wants to go to Miami.
He doesn't
want to be traded. He wants to be a Buck for life. Okay, good for you, 6'11", Bradley Beal. Good for you, dude.
Oh, wait. Oh, my God.
Good for him, dude.
Did you just call him 6'11", Bradley Beal?
That's what he is. He lugs the chase. He just loves attention. That is what I like to refer to as the Bradley Beal. I'm going to be a wizard for life. Why does everybody want, just because I give my jersey to other players to wear in the locker room, why do people think that I want to leave Washington? I want to be... All right. I've seen this movie before. Tired of Giannis. All right. Tired of Giannis rumors. Not interested. Okay. No thanks. Because you know what he smells like?
A Greek freak?
Smells like phony. That's what he smells like.
Phony.
He's phony, dude.
And you're upset with that.
Yeah. I am upset with it. I know that he's not happy. But he wants to act, I'm not the bad guy. You know what happened? Here's what the Bucks told him. They told you to sit your keister down, and you're going to play these games. You want to know why? Because we cut Damian Lillard, and we paid a ridiculous amount of money for Miles Turner, and we're probably going to do something crazy like trade for Zach LaVine, and you're going to stay here at the end of the year till you like it, Giannis. He's like, all right, I guess I'm staying. I would never ask for a trade. I'm the good guy. Okay.
Sounds different than what he was saying a couple of weeks ago. I like being the
hottest. Does every time.
Remember, I like being the hottest girl in the party.
That's right. Hottest chick in the game.
Hottest chick.
Hottest chick in the game, right? Yeah. Okay.
Take a break. Final hour coming on up. We're back after this.